The rollout of new standardized tests in most Seattle public schools will go forward, at least for now. That's the upshot from a school board meeting last night. At issue are new tests called Smarter Balanced. They're part of the federal Common Core standards that are being used by most states, including Washington. Now, the critics say they're harder than previous versions of standardized tests. Here's school board member Sharon Peasley at last night's school board meeting.
We do not need to set any student up to fail in order to help them succeed. And that's exactly what we're doing with this mania, this testing mania.
Leah Todd covers education for the Seattle Times. She was at last night's school board meeting, and she told Marcy Silman why some school board members want to suspend the Common Core tests.
Sue Peters and Betty Petu, the two school board members who proposed the idea for last night's meeting, seemed to say that the tests are designed to be too difficult or unusually difficult so that most students will fail them, Sue Peters says. And she doesn't think that that's a fair thing to do to our students. You know, she says we're supposed to set them up to succeed, not to fail. She doesn't think it's a fair assessment of students' abilities. So her proposal is, you know, let's wait for a little bit. Wait either until the test changes to, in her mind, reflect more accurately the abilities of our students, or wait until the students have a little bit longer to get familiar with the new Common Core learning standards in reading and in math, which these new tests will be measuring.
Well, there are board members who wanted to move forward with the exams. What is their argument for doing that?
So it's unclear just who supports moving forward and who would support suspension at this time. Marty McLaren was a school board member who spoke out in support of actually giving the test, not suspending it this year, saying that she doesn't think it's a reasonable option to suspend the test. She kind of acknowledged that teachers feel unprepared to administer the test, but she says that the school district would be sending the wrong message if the adults decided to suspend the test, because the students won't do well, even after years of preparing them for the test.
This was the school board conversation. Leah, what do we know about parent concerns about the Common Core tests?
They're all over the map. I do know there were some families at the school board meeting last night who brought signs that said, too much testing and suspend SBAC, which is the acronym for the consortium that coordinated the writing of these tests. So seems like the school board members' idea has some support, but it's unclear just how widespread it is.
So last night's meeting, the real conversation about this was tabled. What's the next step for the Seattle School Board?
So the school board at large decided last night not to consider it in kind of the last-minute way that it had arose this week. But school board member Sue Peters, who brought the idea up in the first place, says she's going to suggest it again.
Leah Todd covers education for the Seattle Times. Last week, the leadership team at Seattle's Nathan Hale High School decided not to wait for the school board. They're going to be boycotting the Smarter Balanced exams for 11th graders this year. Doug Edelstein teaches social studies at Nathan Hale High.
Many of us feel it's our responsibility as a high-achieving school to speak up when we see a test coming at us that is not valid, that is not reliable, that is full of disequity, that is biased for privileged students like ours and like those at Garfield and like those at Roosevelt and Ballard.
Now, these Smarter Balanced tests are required by the state, and state officials say that if schools do not administer the tests, it could jeopardize federal funding for public schools.